Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big news, somewhat, the Ivy League, which you remember became the first Division I conference to cancel its football season a few months ago, has now become, I believe, the first Division I conference to cancel its basketball season. They announced that today, and I know you have some strong thoughts on this.
Why don't we listen to the Ivy League? Being an Ivy League grad, I say this with great confidence, and I say it with some pride, Chris. The Ivy League has been getting it right since this whole thing came down. Look at the mess that's gone on in college football. As of today, 11 games this weekend have been postponed or canceled, breaking the record that was set last week. Chris, all over the place, this has been a nightmare. You can't compare it to the other leagues and the bubble of the NBA or even Major League Baseball, which had a couple of teams early and then went on an unbelievable streak until Justin Turner in the last game of the World Series, or even the NHL. These are college kids around other college kids, and this is why there was a pause by so many people. But no, Nick Saban, Jim Harbaugh, all these other coaches out there protesting. Where are those parents now? Are they going to get their kids COVID tests? Where are they now? Where are they now? Go out there and protest to do better to keep these kids safe. So now the Big Ten this week, Maryland and Ohio State. That game is canceled. And we mentioned it already, about 11 games. LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Auburn, Mississippi State. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on. Can we just admit that college football made a mistake? They couldn't keep the kids safe. They can't keep the coaches safe. They've come down with it. College basketball, Tom Izzo has it. He's in isolation. Why are we pressing on with this? Why can't we admit it? Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, was vilified. Kevin Warren was right. The pressure from the coaches, their greed of the conferences to get money. This is about money. We need to stop college football right here, right now. Shut down college basketball. Why are we doing this? The country right now is spiking everywhere. Everywhere you look, go look at the numbers. It's worse, Chris, than the first time it came on these shores. It's worse. Every day, they're setting up. Well, you know what I mean, to this country. Every day, the numbers are being spiked. They're spiked. And when you put the kids together, remember, they're young kids. They don't believe. What happens, Chris, when you're 18 to 22? You believe you're invincible. You can bounce back from anything. You're going to go to the parties. You're going to hang around on top of everybody. You're not going to wear a mask. And all these kids, we knew this could happen. This is different from the pros. And even in the NFL, they've had their share. Not ridiculous like college football, but they've had their share. All I'm saying is, hello, is this mic on? If there's anybody with any decency out there, if there's anybody who has any compassion, if there's anybody out there who care about the kids of this country, stop this madness now. Pull the plug on college football. We need it.
Let's stop this madness now. That was nice, Rob Parker. You were passionate. You almost kept from laughing until the end.
Rob Parker. Laughing.
Will you stop it? I mean, come on. All right. Did you think nobody was going to get it?
Chris, this is not nobody.
No, you spoke for 10 minutes. Or you spoke for about 6 minutes. Let me speak. Whether or not it's a success is not based on whether or not somebody gets it. People are getting it whether they play sports or not. Know what I got on my TV right now as I do this show? A high school basketball game. Oak Hill Academy versus Lake Norman, wherever that is. And they're playing. One of my boys, his son, is a big-time high school football player. One of the best in the country. They're playing every weekend. Will you stop it? Yeah, they 11 games canceled this weekend. You know how many they're playing? About 50.
57 games have been canceled and counting.
Yeah, but they play about 60 a weekend. I mean, a week. Yeah, of course you're going to have more games canceled because you got more games and people playing. If you're judging success or whether or not they should play by nobody can get it, then of course they shouldn't be playing. Baseball shouldn't have played. They had somebody with it in the World Series. Playing in the World Series.
Chris, they had 50 consecutive
games.
Rob,
you had your time. Playing in the World Series, deciding game, on the field, celebrating. And guess what? Everybody's fine. I'm not trying to minimize the disease or the illness, sickness, but I'm just saying we do have to try to move on with life. And yes, some games have been canceled, but many are being played. The kids want to play. Enough games are being played. It won't be your typical season, but it's enough. And jobs are being saved, by the way, as well. And let's not paint the Ivy League as some saints. And I got a connection to the Ivy League, too, because I paid them a bunch of money for my daughter to go to University of Pennsylvania.
There's a big difference between paying and going.
Yeah, I paid. Your parents may have paid, but I paid this. Yeah, you darn Skippy, there's a difference. All right, but the Ivy League doesn't make money off their football and basketball. It's not a big priority there. They still having classes. They still having the stuff they do make money off of. They're still charging the kids the same tuition to sit in their house hundreds of miles or thousands of miles away and take a virtual course. Well, give them a break on the tuition. You're not getting half the college experience by sitting in your house taking classes online. So stop with the moral that they're all moral and saintly up there in the Ivy League. They don't make money, so they cancel it. But playing Division I football and basketball is saving jobs, is saving money. And yes, people get it just like they've gotten it in the pros, but by and large, everybody's moves on. Nick Saban had it and was able to coach within a week. High school kids, Pop Warner kids, little leaguers are playing. How am I gonna tell a college football player you can't play when they got 10-year-olds playing?
Then why aren't they playing then? They should just play through it then, Chris, according to you.
No, you
just
don't.
Play
when
through
somebody
it.
Gets
why
it,
cancel a game?
When somebody gets it, you go through the protocol. And if too many people have it or have been in contact with the person, you cancel the game. It's fine for them to cancel the game. There's nothing wrong with that. Cancel the game. We have baseball games canceled. Baseball had a we are saying it was a legitimate season. The LA Dodgers won the World Series. Nobody is belittling it. Nobody's saying it doesn't count. Nobody's saying it should be an asterisk. They played one-third of the season. So if the Big Ten only can play six games and somebody else can only play seven, fine. This is a new normal, and you gotta work your way through it. Give me my music.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Folks, it is time for Celebrity Corner.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, this week's celebrity guest is Malin Ackerman, and she has a new movie in theaters. It's called Chick Fight. It's on digital, and it's on demand as well, starting November 13th. And I am extremely excited because Malin, my wife and I are actually watching Billions right now.
And I love it.
Yes, we are. And I got to say, I'm going to say this before we get into the movie and all that. We're only in season three. And I'm waiting for you and Bobby to get back together, but it's looking like it's not going to happen.
Do you want a spoiler or no?
No, don't spoil it. There are people listening. Do not spoil it.
I love y'all as a power couple. But I love your character.
Too.
Yes. All right. So,
Wait a minute. Is this movie Chick Fight? Is this about chicken wings? What is this about? I'm trying to figure it out.
Yes, a chicken wings with hot sauce, and they fight in a mushroom. It's a bunch of cool-ass chicks who are in an underground fight club, and it really is, you know, at the base of it, of course, this is a fun comedy, entertaining movie with a lot of really great stunts, but at the base of it all, it's sort of the underdog story. It's Bridesmaids meets Fight Club, and this woman who's kind of at the bottom of the barrel and trying to work her way up and finds this group of women and it becomes a strong sisterhood and all the women kind of holding each other up and kicking some ass while they do it.
So it's not like some bloody mess that I'll be squeamish to watch. This is like a comedy or a fun kind of movie.
No, you can watch it. Yeah, it's all fake blood. You can handle it.
Rob's it's very soft comedy, and dainty, so...
I don't know about all that, Chris Broussard. I mean, I just don't like a lot of blood in my movies.
How much training, you know, actual boxing or MMA or training did you actually do for this role?
You know what? We shot this movie in 17 days, which is like speed shooting. So we didn't have much time for preparation. It's super fast. So we actually hit the ground running. We got to Puerto Rico where we shot it and had about 2 days to learn some of the stunts in the fight scenes, and then just filmed it and kept sort of practicing throughout the time we were shooting. But we really didn't have much prep. I personally am a boxer. I mean, I love boxing as far as a workout goes. That's in my blood. That's how I like to get all of my stuff out, is hitting a bag.
Now, do you just hit the bag, learn how to throw punches, or do you actually spar?
So I do some sparring with my coach as well, for sure. But he just laughs at me because I can never hit him in the face. He's too quick. So it's a tease. So I prefer hitting the bag because I can hit it every time.
Right. Now, were you much of an athlete coming up?
Mainly, I was a professional figure skater for 10 years. I competed nationally in Canada. That was my sport.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was, it was never like a big team sport or anything. I tried a little bit of everything, but that was my jam. So, yeah, I did that for 10 years.
That is
That's
great.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, and from Sweden originally,
from
huh?
Sweden. So, yeah, originally from Sweden, grew up in Canada.
To Canada. How'd that work?
It was one cold country to the next.
What part of Canada were you in?
Oi, we were in Toronto, which is a fun city, but it's so cold in the winter. And, so I'm super happy to be in L.A. now. But we moved there when I was 2 years old. I was in Canada for 22 years, for a long time.
So you are, I don't know if you're much of a basketball fan. Are you number one, and were you excited regardless when the Raptors won the championship 2 years ago?
For sure I was excited for the Raptors. I mean, I'm not a huge basketball fan. If anything, I kind of came up watching ice hockey just because I was a figure skater, so it kind of went hand in hand.
Right.
But of course, I was stoked. I'm always excited to see Canadians rise up, and that was really exciting for sure. I've got lots of Canadian friends here, and one of them especially is really into basketball, so it's always playing on the screen whenever I'm over there.
But
so I'm up to date.
Sports-wise, you're what? U.S. women's soccer is your thing, though. You're big on that team?
It is. Any soccer, I know it's so, like, it's becoming more and more of an American thing. I know that's a very European thing.
They've been saying that for 40 years. It ain't happening.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. But maybe now, I don't know. I was excited about the World Cup this year, and I was so excited about the U.S. women's game there. I thought they just killed it. I mean, you know, their captain Megan is just a killer out there, and she's such a cool chick. And I really appreciated what it did for women in soccer here in the U.S. So I'm a big fan for sure. And whenever the World Cup is on, you can't talk to me. I am in deep, and that is my jam.
Now, you said you were a boxing fan. You like watching it and stuff like that. Obviously, nowadays, you know, women are boxing and they're women fighting in MMA and all that. Do you think, had that been the case, you know, years ago, that maybe you would have got into that at all? I mean, if you like it like that, you think you, especially after doing this movie?
I don't think so. I like faking it.
Right,
I don't really want
to
get punched
hit,
in the
Well, how, tell us
I don't
about
like
that.
Getting hit in the face.
Right.
Tell us about when you're, I mean, we've come a long way. I know you liked Rocky, the movie, and all that growing up. We've come a long way from those films where you could see that the punches were about 3 inches away from their face. You know? Like, how do you film those, you know, scenes where it looks like you're really fighting and really getting hit?
You know what? I think they've just figured it out nowadays from doing it for so many years now. It's camera angles is the biggest thing, is just kind of knowing where the camera is. And then you have an amazing stunt coordinator who will go, all right, if the camera's over here, we're going to do it like this. And you're actually really far away from people's faces because they don't want to take any risks, you know?
So you're so not there. You didn't get hit at all or hit anybody on accident or anything like that. You're not close.
So we got a couple like mild punches in or a couple mild bruises, but nothing big time except for one of our stunt girls, my stunt double actually, who was doing a montage piece with another girl, got whacked right in the forehead and got a big goose egg and a concussion. She really took one hard. So, yeah, she was out for the day. She had to sit out because of the concussion, of course. But she's such a tough cookie, man. I mean, so that was the worst of them. The rest were kind of just like we all had little scrapes and bruises and sore knees because, you know, I'm over 40 and getting down on my knees and up again. Oy, it's a different world all of a sudden.
What I get out of this conversation is Chris can't tell when women are faking it. So that's all we know.
We've Molly, been doing it for centuries, boys.
Don't laugh at his jokes. He thinks he's funny, but you just made his day by laughing at that. Well, that is Mylon Ackerman. We appreciate you joining the iCouple. Yes. This has been a lot of fun. Check out her new movie. It's called Chick Fight. It's in theaters, on digital, and on demand. And I'll be watching you regularly because, like I said, my wife and I are watching Billions, and we're enjoying it.
That's right. Oh, good. Well, enjoy the rest of it. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the movie. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes. Thank you, Mylan. We appreciate it. All right, more of the Odd Couple coming your way. She was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That's my joke. That's all I asked.
That was actually one of your better ones. I'm glad. The first, you started out poorly with the, is this chicken wings fighting? You started poorly, but you redeemed yourself. That was a good one at the end.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, a story we've been wanting to get to, didn't really get a chance to yesterday because, you know, obviously it became all Rockets all the time. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, so on and so forth. But Lamar Jackson was on the Rich Eisen show. And, you know, Lamar's numbers are way down.
I never missed the Rich Eisen show.
You couldn't help yourself.
Well,
couldn't.
Sorry.
And he talked about, you know, basically people knowing their plays. Here he is.
I feel, you know, it's a lot of with schemes. You know, we're going against defenses. They calling out our plays, stuff like that. Like, they know what we're doing. So a lot of that, you know, sometimes, you know, stuff won't go our way if they beat us to the punch.
So you're hearing on the other side of the line of scrimmage the defense calling out your plays?
That's what yeah. They definitely do, like runs, stuff like that. Watch out for this, watch out for that. Sometimes that's what's going on.
Rob, Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator for the Ravens, who, you know, who's gotten a lot of praise for what he's, you know, crafting that offense around Lamar. And obviously Lamar was the MVP last year unanimously.
Unanimous, right.
Right. He's the guy that, you know, worked with Colin Kaepernick and, you know, turned him into a star for a little while. And or at least helped him become a star, I should say, for a little while. Here's what he said about when he was asked yesterday about Lamar's comments. Calling out plays on the defense is nothing new. They're going to be right sometimes, and they're going to be wrong sometimes. I think we know that, but that's definitely an element of the game. It always has been and probably always will be. Now, he did say, I won't quote him on this, but read the whole quote. But he said that, you know, he was asked if Lamar had the ability to audible out of some of the plays. And he just said, look, some teams, the quarterbacks audible a lot. Some teams, they don't audible at all. We're probably somewhere in the middle. So that's a yes. I don't know how much he audibles, but apparently he does sometimes. But your thoughts on this, Rob?
What did I say yesterday about that? Didn't I say that's not a big
it's
deal?
It's commonplace,
that,
right.
It's just commonplace. Right. Like there's but so many things you can do, Chris. And if you have wide receivers stretched out across the line, right, it's probably a pass, right? I mean, like right. It's not that much of people not knowing. And even what he said, like, oh, run, pass, like, oh, they know what. There's only two options. What else is there? Run or pass? You got a 50% chance of being right. And if there's no running back in the backfield, Chris, is there a chance you're throwing the ball? I mean, I get it. He can run the ball as well. But I'm just saying, I don't think that that's a big deal. And I think he's worried about stuff that he doesn't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Just all he needs to do is continue to improve. On the throwing the football, being a little more accurate. I don't know if you could teach accuracy. I've talked to guys who are quarterbacks. Chris, it's like being a hitter in baseball. You could teach people how to have better at bats, not get yourself out. But I don't know if you could teach somebody to hit. I really don't. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you could teach accuracy. I really don't.
Well, I think you can prove some, you know. But I think his main thing is, he needs to get better at, you know, I've said it a number of times, throwing to his receivers outside of the numbers, throws a lot to his running backs, throws a lot to his tight end in the middle of the field. But I, you know, like you said, right, if you watch a game closely, and I mean, you'll see, obviously the quarterbacks now audibling a lot. And it's not even just at the pro level, Rob. It's college now. It's like Peyton Manning, obviously people audibled at times before him, but he really kind of changed the game in regard to, like, a lot of times calling the game at the line of scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You're looking at the defense and you know a blitz is coming, or, you know, watch this guy. You can see him pointing guys out. And a lot of times it's the same thing happening on defense. So both sides are looking at figuring out what each side is doing. And what, I'm not going to kill him for this, but it's a little bizarre that Lamar brought this up, Rob, because as you said,
I mean, you're not a player. Obviously, you've covered the game for many years as I've watched it.
I'm not a coach. You
know, covered it a little bit. Yeah, you're not a coach. You're not a player. You're not. But you know, yeah, I mean, and again, you can watch the game closely and see that guys are calling out plays here and there. But so for Lamar to say that the way he did is a bit, it comes off as naive. Or, you know, something you should know.
No, that's the right word. It's naivete. It's like he thinks like for him to even bring that up to think like that's a big deal. Like that's the part you go, what?
Yeah, right.
Okay. People do whatever. If you're out there and you're the captain of the defense, Chris, you don't think you're yelling pass. You know what I mean? To get your guys ready when you think there's a pass play coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so as far as, you know, responding to this, I think Lamar's got to get better at audibling. And I get it. He's young. I mean, you've heard Pat Mahomes talk about he's just really starting to get more comfortable reading defenses.
And
you know,
not,
so
let's
it takes
be fair to Lamar
growth.
Too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect him to.
A year and a half,
right?
You know, like if you add the first six or seven games, Chris's rookie year, then last year as a full year, he's like just
about
completed his first 2 years, right?
Two years.
He's young. He's 23 years old.
Right. Four. So he's obviously that's something he's got to improve on, which will come. I mean, he's young. You think it'll come because you know he's still a very young player. But I also think the offensive coordinator, now, again, Greg Roman's gotten a lot of praise, but Greg Roman's got to be able to shift things up too. And you see, Rob, a lot of teams, there are teams that have a lot of action going on pre-snap, right? A lot of motion. I mean, heck, you even saw Pat Mahomes go in motion last week and come back, catch the ball. They called it their Ferrari play, and he threw a touchdown pass. But you see teams with a lot of movement, a lot of motion. A lot of that is just to distract you, to keep you from knowing what we're doing. And Roman may have to put some more of that in. There are some teams that don't do a lot. That was a criticism in Dallas, that they didn't have a lot of pre-snap movement and motion, so it was easier to pick up what they're doing. And so some of this is on Greg Roman. And I get it. Lamar, he's awesome. There's no question about that, but he's predictable because, as you said, he's not the most accurate passer. We know he's not one of the elite passers in the league. He's an elite runner, and you know that's what he's going to do, and you kind of know who and where he's going to throw the ball, and so he's predictable, and you can see it. You can see it this year. There are times where it was the Pittsburgh game too, where they needed 3 yards. It was 4th and 3 or whatever. And he cut up the middle on like a little quick draw and didn't get it. And that's happened numerous times this year. Teams are figuring him out a bit. So that's what happens in the NFL. And you've got to adjust. So he's got to keep getting better and adjusting. And Greg Roman has got to do something to make that offense less predictable.
No doubt. And in time, you know, when you get better or whatnot, even if they know your plays, it doesn't mean that you can't execute them, Chris. You know what I mean?
Right.
I joke all the time. I always bring up Mariano Rivera threw the cutter his whole career, and you knew it was coming, and they still couldn't hit it. Aaron Rodgers hasn't had a great running game. Now he does with Aaron Jones for years, Chris. He's throwing the ball, right? He's throwing the ball. Don't be surprised. So you work around these things and you just figure out to make the plays and deliver the ball quicker and accurate. And I think that's the part. And if any, you know, the next time we have a quarterback on, I want to, we get Warren Moon on or whatever.
Right.
We should just dive into it. I don't know if you could teach accuracy. I really don't.
Well, let me ask you.
Guys on accurate, I don't know.
Let's say Lamar can't improve his accuracy, you know, significantly. Like, he may improve it a little bit. What do you think that will mean for him going forward?
I don't know. It just depends. The thing that's surprising is what he was able to accomplish, the teams that he was able to beat like a year ago, and they just keep winning. We just saw it. He just tied Dan Marino for the best start of any quarterback, 25-5, his first 30. Obviously, there's other things involved in it, Chris, not just him. Their defense is good. They run the football. They do a lot of good things, Baltimore. But the winning hasn't suffered. You know what I mean?
No, that's been able to.
And he'll get better. You know what I mean? I think he'll get better, but I don't know. I just don't know how much better if you're telling me this guy played major college football, won an MVP, unanimous, 2 years in the NFL, and you're telling me, but he's not accurate. That's weird to me.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.